Rayton. I'll start off with thanking everybody for showing up. This is a great crowd, a lot of smiling faces. I guess I'll start off with the Treasury report. Everybody is happy with the meeting's minutes. I guess we usually look at those first. Past minutes. Balance looks good to me. I reckon we'll start off with the state of affairs here. As for our checking account, this will be for the June and July records since we didn't have a meeting last month. I just kind of lumped it all up in one sum. 20th June. Balance in the checking account is $159.10. 12th of July, Adori Electric, $42.53. 13th of August, Adori Electric, $47.50. That left the balance for the 15th of August, $69.07. Taking account that Steve Little's dues were $20 paid, and I lost them in the shuffle, but I'll get into this next month. You are officially a member. No regret. As for petty cash, 20th of June, cash on hand, we start out with $45.83. 20th of June, the meeting's kitty produced $25. 12th of August, I rustled out of the soda fund $20. 12th of August, took that money to the Dollar General. We got TP and drinks. Came to $19.36. 13th of August, it was stated we should have a battery for our mower so everybody could participate in the mowing party. Picked up a battery at Tractor Supply on the 13th of August for $23.59. That leaves on the 15th of August, cash on hand, we have $47.88. And that's it. We have any new business we'd like to discuss? Or should we start old first? I can get how it goes.
There was very little happened last time. There was very little people here.
And cliffs were dark in our local area?
Yes.
Yes.
A guy in this area,
well, I call this area, Ash, had his plane inspected by a DAR, a sport aviation plane. And the guy was out of Holden Beach. Don't know anything about him, but that's his card and his phone number. He is a dog. He is an airline specialist.
Did your friend pass?
Fine dog.
Must be a good dog.
I can actually try to get him to come up and talk to you about it if you want. He's a nice guy. I'll probably know him. I just want to go and tell him what I saw. He's in several different local light aircraft.
Which guy is it? There's two on the car.
They're both in business together.
They're both cars?
Yeah.
Really?
And they're based out of Burnsville County Airport.
Which is not far. I mean, really.
Not far.
Really?
I can't suggest or recommend them because I haven't seen any performance from them. Other than...
No, but I know where they're at. I don't know those two.
Well, I'll put this on the website.
I speak to them when I got the card and everything, and they did talk a good game. They weren't going to work on anything.
You know what they charged for your friend?
I'm assuming $300.
Seems to be the going.
In line at
the ballpark. Yeah. Sounds good. Appreciate that. I'll post it on the website for everybody.
That is, fixed you can call and ask them to go to.
Has anybody got any new business? We got November coming up.
I've got 84 days for our fly-in. We were talking between us, Wayne and I. I was remembering that RV-10, I believe it was, going out through, and the girl looked like she was hitting her head on the roof. I was thinking maybe if we can talk Bud into bringing us a couple loads of sand, our good friend Wayne will maybe bring over his little front-end loader, and he and I can sprinkle a little sand in those low spots. And then I've got some nice new cones if I can get them away from my wife. She likes to walk her horses around them. I'll bring them over for the day at least and line them up out there where we can try to keep them in a row. I was hoping for 30 feet wide, but even 25 feet wide they can probably taxi in on. That's one thing. Maybe we could use some help with that. If anybody wanted to volunteer, it'd probably be at least a month before the fly-in we need to do it. I think what else? I did mention I bought a battery for the chapter's lawnmower. I know I've been about 2 years getting it. We had so many lawnmowers running. We had more lawnmowers than we had riders, but last Thursday we had a increased amount of people wanting to participate, so I figured I better get another lawnmower going. Also, for new business, we need to generate a little money. I was kind of throwing out maybe during the fly-in we could set some tables out there outside, and a few things that we have surplus of, like these little wooden airplanes that I call the aircraft wind machine, set them out there for $35 a piece. It gives somebody something to look at and talk about while they're here flying. And I wanted to ask you if you thought it would be in the right line to maybe put these little airplanes up for sale. I had thought that we had said that if we could generate $500 out of the pack of them, that we'd let them go and put it into the treasury. That was kind of what Austin and my aunt had originally wanted. And I kept Wayne up late Thursday night till about midnight. I'm real sorry about that, Wayne, but I didn't know time was slipping away so fast. But we valued and identified everything and tested radios, mashed up radios with them. The little yellow biplane has got a real nice radio, and it's a fairly new ARF, all ready to fly out of the box. It's valued at about $200 with radio. The red and yellow low wing up there has a radio with it, It's in good shape. It's probably about new. Both of them was built by Don in the past, probably ain't on a year and a half ago. Radio with that, it's valued at about $150. Both those planes, I'm thinking, are around $500 to $600 if you went out and bought them new. And we valued the little red trainer up there. We labeled it, fly it if you can, with the radio. It's obsolete, and it needs repairs. And it's got a hard-starting Fox 40 motor on it. But it'd be worth $25 if I was looking for something to get out there and play with. I figured $25 would be fair on that. And then he has a little, I think it's an OS 46 motor, maybe?
K&B
40. Oh, K&B 40.
Also, Weber Tier 2.
Yeah. We figured the K&B 40 engine with mufflers would bring $50, maybe. And then we've got a radio arm saw here that Don Cookman donated to the chapter and said to, you know, sell it or keep it. And it's really nothing we'd use. It's dangerous, and it doesn't really have a purpose here. Nobody's ever offered to use it, and it's been said a time or two, maybe we ought to let it go on. We said maybe $150, but after doing a little research, that saw was sold last Christmas. I know it's a lighter one, but it's the same size 10-inch radio arm saw Sears for $150. We valued it at $150, which I'd rather give $150 for that one than I would probably the new plastic one. But I was wondering if y'all think that's good and if you think that's something we should just hang on to. I'm the treasurer, so I'm always rooting for making a little money for the chapter. And just kind of put it to a vote if you think we should hold on to the little airplanes. We got one.
No one here's going to fly it or attempt to fly it.
Well, I've asked everybody I could think of. Everybody's ever mentioned RC planes. I've tried to get them over here and look at them, but there's so many available. But I can put them on Craigslist with a free picture, and they'll probably go. But we've also got to vote on if we want to reduce the price. Because everybody wants to dicker on things, and that's one reason we put high prices on the stuff, so that we have a little room. And right now, we've got $575 on the table that if that went for what the prices are up. And even if we came down 25% on an item, that would still look pretty. That would give us a good head start to paying our insurance this year on this place, which would take a load off from us, because everybody is having hard times right now. I know somebody in everybody's family is having a hard time, so I know it's widespread. It doesn't matter from here to Maine, although in Maine my folks don't know the difference because it's been hard all their life. They're still all working. Didn't plan, mate. Well, they're not 75 cents anymore. About 8.75, I think, now. Hard for a maniac to buy those. Well, basically it's all going as a donation, or I could sell it anyway, outright, and then make the money donatable from my position, I guess. I'm trying to figure out, you can't really sell something as a chapter. So I would put it out there on my site and sell it, and then the money would be donated into the building fund, or however. No. But Bob and Peggy, what we're discussing is selling these little airplanes on the wall that Austin Mayan left us. And they were more than happy if we could get around $500 for everything. And the little yellow plane with the radio, we valued at $200. And the little red one up there with the yellow on it is $150. The little red trainer up there has been cracked up many times, and it's old. It needs repairs. It's got an obsolete radio, but for a kid starting out, we figured $25, if he smashed it the first time he started the engine, he'd have his money's worth out of it. A little motor that he had, a K&B body engine and muffler, $50. And then Don Cookman left us a radial arm saw, which has no use whatsoever. As Wayne was saying, he's the only one here building wooden aircraft, and he has no use for it. If we can sell it for $150 or best offer, it would be better than moving it around every time we want to clean in that corner, even though it is on wheels. That'll give us a little money in our treasury. Also, these three little airplanes, Chuck, I think, made those, didn't he? Love those little airplanes. Put them out there for $35 a piece. Put them on the farm and garden section of Craigslist, and some farmer's wife's going to look at that and fall in love with it, maybe. It'd be better to sell it that way than to have them just sit around and get hurt. And what we were thinking about, if that was a good boat, then all this stuff that doesn't sell during the fly-in, we could put it out and have like a little yard sale. And people that fly in here, they have room for a little airplane in their baggage compartment. They might have a little boy with them that just eyes would light up when they see that thing. And that's what I was thinking. Just for something to create a little bit of revenue here. The chapter can't sell anything, but I was going to sell it on my site, and then I'll donate the money. I can keep a record of everything. If you're... I've got two boats.
Look at that yellow one.
The yellow one is damaged. And we hadn't talked about it. We had always said that we wanted one airplane hanging up here. I didn't have time to take it down and value it. I was saying, well, I was pretty tired. It was about midnight when we were doing this Thursday night. I was thinking we'd just hang it up in the top of the building here for one static display. Wayne, what would you value that little plane? $75, $100? Not even worth... Well, it's worth that, I guess. We can put that up there, too, unless you think we should keep it. So...
What about offering it to the members first before we...
We certainly could do that.
I think we should...
All right.
I don't want any of them, but...
I don't know any members that want them. I've asked every member here, and all new ones came through the door, I think.
Every one of those I ever flew was only like a 5-second flight. So I don't want nothing to do with them. Yeah, work on it for the next 2 weeks. I don't want nothing to do with no radio control.
You don't have time for them. That electric plane is ready every time you take it out. I see that. Corey was looking at them.
Yeah, but everybody's not here every meeting. Some people might not get the word. So if we're going to do it, my opinion is we ought to send out an email, okay, to everybody. At least make that effort. Say this is for sale, and that's how much it's going to that we want. And we got, if we by chance got two people wanting to buy it, then hey, bid on it, you know, between them two people, right? But in any case, that way nobody can say anything because everybody will know that it's going to be sold, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that way nobody would get their feelings hurt or nothing. There ain't no way. There you go.
All right.
That sounds good.
You think maybe then by next meeting that should be cleared up? We can send out an email, and anybody who doesn't get an email could be here at the next meeting, hopefully. And that we can make a final decision then.
It wouldn't even have to be by next meeting. I mean, if we're going to do it by email, I'll know in 3 days. If nobody responds, then, you know, why wait for a meeting? Right? I can send it to you. Yeah.
Yeah, they can go to Craigslist and bid on it. Well, I've had good luck selling RC stuff. Matter of fact, I had one boat I could sell 20 times the same boat. I still have people calling me for it, and it's been sold for 6 months. Well, on other new business, maybe this is old business, I don't know, it's been done for a while. You might have noticed that the wind socks have been moved, and they're mowed a circle around them. Is it a 100-foot circle?
It's at least a 100-foot circle to mow around it. So it's easy to find. They're the same distance off the end of the runway and the same distance off the side of the runway. Those songs are easier. And they will be marked eventually. If I bring the spreader and keep alive,
right,
we're going to put about 3 foot or about 2 foot of spreaders, 2 to 3 foot, in circle, the line around it. And may even, if we get it done in time, we're talking about marking a displaced threshold on each end of the runway at numbers. We may. That's the plan that we're going to do.
If the weather is good.
If the weather is good and we have the time, we're going to do it. But we got a problem with that. Everybody says it's place a part of the time. And we're trying to do something that makes it easier to find.
We need to paint on the roof again. We don't have any fluorescent red or orange paint for the letters. We will have to get that. But Dennis donated some Cool Seal over there for the roof. It just hasn't been done yet. When it gets a little bit cooler, I'm hoping we get up there. Well, it's reflective paint, I thought it would. Okay. Well, if anybody has any farm implement paint they'd like to donate, we'll use that. As long as it's not John Deere green, that might blend in a mite bit.
Yep.
Yeah. Just something that's that normal. When you look down there, I don't care.
I flew back here from Chadburn one day on the Compass. I thought, well, I must be a green sea by now, but I hadn't seen it anywhere. I looked straight down from the trike, and I could see the building with the letters on it. I was dead over it, but I didn't have any clue where it was at that time. It was time for me to come down, I knew.
Different
seasons, yeah. Some people say that this field has a certain shape that's different than the others, so I tried that. It didn't help me a bit. I just know if I keep on some compass course, keep crabbing in the right direction, I end up here.
Well, never mind this place before if they ever could have figured out to get hit by lots.
I have to tell the man he can't move that.
I know I'm here when I see that bird.
Well, I found a connection on lime. I can get lime for cost. So, sometime when I have deep pockets and we have lots of energy, I'm going to pick up that lime. And he's going to get a spreader, and we're going to experiment with making a circle at the outside of this, each of the windsock circles. And then we were kind of thinking about that same connection. I can get ryegrass really cheap with this construction company. Especially when there's barbecue cooking, they always find it.
One more thing, I guess it should be one of the old regions, but since I don't work normal schedule, I work on weekends. I'm never here on Saturday and Sunday, but I'm still running in the projects out here on Thursday and Friday. So I'm out here every Thursday and Friday. Usually all day on Thursday, but at least a half a day on Friday or along. Something out here all the time.
I'm working on
my plane right now, but we do have three more projects. Anyway, one's here, isn't it? Please, it's
not.
Had a bad place to stop and get lunch. Yeah, we usually fish for free to drop by. It might be sandwiches, you know, but it could be hot pizza. But that goes on. Unless something happens, I'm out here every Thursday, Friday.
Well, is it too early to talk about the fly-in as far as who's cooking and what we're eating? And I'm ready right now. It's looking pretty good to me. Can we have a practice session maybe at the next meeting? No, I know you don't. I'm just wondering if you wanted... Well, we're glad to hear that.
It's the first Saturday of November.
It's coming six, is it not? 84 days from today.
Well, you can look at my website, and it tells you, it's got a countdown of how many days it is until the November 2nd election, fourth election, whatever the heck it is.
Six.
So add 2 days to my calendar on my website. Probably
November.
I'm out here, pretty much already done. And I'm laying back on the scene. And I'm
I know. The thought just came up to me and I was hungry.
Remember we did the same thing last year, letting everybody in the live and the down take care of the dessert type of thing.
Yeah.
And or everybody bring a dessert off and have it for us. And then we'll do the barbecue, the furlough, the next thing, the toast, all the bread.
Right.
Looking forward to fishing our life away.
Well, usually we have to make plans months in advance. That's back before we had a pro doing most of the work.
I want to put a pro, I didn't have to.
One year they had one right on our date. Maybe it was the spring fly-in that we used to have that they used to. About 5 years ago, they had one the same day we did. People were leaving here and going to theirs.
Anybody go to Oshkosh this year? Nobody? There it is? Sloskosh?
I haven't got anything.
We should get on to bigger and better things. Hang on top
of it. Okay.
Anybody got anything else? We'll close the meeting and have fun.
Yeah, we got Chief Phantom.
Chief Phantom. How cheap? Yeah. Pretty cool. Been thinking about selling mine. I'll talk to you about it after the meeting. You better watch out. You might get too close.
That man needs another airplane.
Yeah. Hey, nothing else? Okay, we'll close it down and then we'll have some fun talking or something.
Okay.
All right.